this morning with tears in my eyes, but I'm not the first one to cry. I think of the others and how life has changed, and try to embrace what remains. The closeness essential to staying alive has now been forbidden if we're to survive. So hope, please don't desert me. I'm counting on you. Hope, please don't desert me. Give me the strength to get through. On, but they're not playing songs. There's nothing but bad news today. Pacing the floor, I pick up my guitar, but I don't know what music to play. A sad song will take me where I don't want to go, but a happy song won't keep me from knowing what I know. So hope, please don't desert me. I'm counting on. Don't desert me. Give me the strength to get through. Hope, please don't desert me. Give me the strength to get through.
Yeah. say down around these parts, if it was me, I'd have hopped that westbound stage. Come on, little sister, get up from my knee. Gonna sail around.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie covering for Marin, and today's very special. We have a very special guest, Anoush. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Anoush. I'm Charlie's closest friend here at Tufts.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And I'm really thrilled to join him tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're doing a little bit of a special show, a little post-Valentine's Day weekend, post-Valentine's Day show. And we're going to start off with Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Looking for this, but now you're in my.
Things that I say when you don't wanna listen. That could make us official. Look at us, isn't it obvious? Is it so dangerous? Is it so complicated? You know the shapes my body makes under the sheets at 4 a.m. with you. The things that we break when we're switching positions. Say when you don't wanna listen. Things that you say when I make bad decisions. Things that we do by the sink in my kitchen. I remember our first date. No chocolate and no bouquet. But the way that you kiss me. These are the things that could make us official. All of the things that we sometimes forget. All of the dreams that you put in my head. I'm still asleep with this breakfast in bed. Maybe this guy might not always be me. All of my wishes may never come true. It doesn't matter cause I'm here with you. This stuff could make us official. So tell all your friends cause we're going official. Things that could make us official. All I can count on the day.
Get a little on the lay. Get a little on the lay.
was So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Caroline Polachek. Before that was Official by Charlie XCX. And up next is Oblivion by Grimes.
Now
That was Religion by Shura, and up next is Close to You by Ravina.
Game for two.
Guy by Remy Wolf, and right now it's time to talk about love, because it was just Valentine's Day. We think it's appropriate to share some of our thoughts, but first it's time for some numbers to think about. The worldwide prison population. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States. That's a rate of 730 per 10,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, a total of 865,000 prisoners. This has been some numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now for a very huge, very sharp pivot, it's time to talk about love again.
Okay, Charlie, what are your thoughts on love as a feeling or as a choice?
That's a pretty interesting question. I think I've heard arguments for both sides. I've heard people say that it's a feeling, it's something natural, it's something human. And I've heard that also love is a choice, as in, like, you have to choose to stay with somebody and choose to, like, you make choices out of love. And I think that it's a mix of both. I think that you can choose, you can't choose how you feel, but, and you can't feel how you choose, but,
very poetic.
Very poetic. That was kind of me saying nothing, but in a lovely way. I think you can choose to continue actions, and you can choose, like, even in those dark times or when you feel like anger or whatever emotion, you can choose to, like, stick through it, and that is a sign of love.
What are your thoughts? I would agree. In the past, I sort of was extremely in the camp of it being a choice, and I would have said that I could choose who I love based on deciding how to spend my time and who to spend it with and stuff like that, but as I've gotten older, I've realized that it's probably more of a mix of both. You feel the feeling, and then you can either decide to pursue it or not. And in that way, it is both a choice and a feeling.
Yeah, I think once you're stuck feeling something, though, it's very hard to let it go. Like, you can't just switch it on and off. You
for sure.
Like, I've been in situations where I've definitely been in love, and it's been unrequited, and it's nothing ever happened from it, and, like, now we don't speak at all. And I guess that's something that you have to be okay with, is just moving on.
Yeah. Definitely in the initial stages, you can sort of choose whether you put kind of fall deeper, but once you're in there, once you're in love, there's nothing you can do. Yeah.
I was in a situation recently where I was with somebody who loved me, but I did not love back. And that was difficult. It's very difficult to be in either one of those positions, because you can't, now that I think about it, I think you can't just choose love. You can choose loving actions, but you can't just choose how you feel. I think I just talked myself into changing my mind.
Very cool. I do see where you're coming from, and maybe I agree with you. I'm not having a lot of thoughts this
morning. It is 1:34 a.m.
That's so true. So true, Charlie.
I know, so true. I can read a clock.
Yeah. And what about, like, what do you look for in somebody that you might love?
I think love language-wise, I am very big on quality time. I think to love a person is to be comfortable around them. It's to want to spend time around them. So I think, and I just look for somebody who feels the same as me, which doesn't always happen because you can't just decide how to feel. But
so you wouldn't say get married to someone who doesn't feel the same as you?
I would not say that, not at all. Unless you have a good reason. Actually, you know what? It depends what you're looking for. If you have other motives of, like, marrying somebody for a green card, like, for legal reasons, I say go for it. If that's what you know you want, if that's what you think is good for you, then do it. But if you're looking for love and you want the other person to be looking for love, you just have to go about it with intent. Like, so many things, you have to go about it with intent, be aware of what you want, communicate what you want, and then just go for it. What are your thoughts?
I would agree. I do think that that communication is the root of all, like, healthy relationships. The more you're able to talk about the feelings, the better you are at understanding yourself. And from understanding yourself, you become better at things like compromise or empathy for another person. You're less likely to be quick to anger. And it prevents a lot of, like, issues, I think.
Yeah.
Romantic or not.
Yeah, that's really important. I think another big thing is listening. Like, you can communicate all you want, but if somebody isn't, like, receiving that on the other side, then that's on them, and it's just not gonna work. Yeah, I think, do you think there's, like, one simple solution or, like, one simple step for relationships to work? Like, do you think there's a guide or, like...
Do I think there's a guide? No.
Yeah. I think that was kind of a leading question. But, like, what do you think leads to a good relationship?
It's straight vibes, like...
No, but you're right.
It really is how you gel with another person, and if you're both willing to put in the work to mature together, I think that has a lot to do with it, because choosing to spend long stretches of your life with someone means choosing to go through a lot of changes with them, and you have to be comfortable with the fact that they are going to change and you are going to change, and that shifting dynamic should always be a safe place for both of you.
Yeah, that's really well said. Have you seen the movie Inception?
I don't watch movies.
Yeah, I thought you would say that. I think you should watch the movie Inception.
Okay.
This is turning into a movie request. But I don't really know why I brought that up. I was hoping that you also watched the movie Inception so that you would know what I was talking about, because I don't really...
You
never disappoint me.
And see, this is such an example of healthy communication between me and Charlie right now.
Right now. I don't think it's that healthy. I think you should set up room to be disappointed, because that's going to happen eventually.
Oh, yes. You should never expect perfection from anybody.
Exactly. And it's very unhealthy to say, I expect perfection, or I... Yeah.
And you shouldn't have... In general, it's best to tame your expectations, because if you're with your partner and, like, you get used to a certain routine of interactions, there should never be a point where you're, like, disappointed if they do something that's different but not bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they should be able to change the way they act in a way that's, like, not objectively negative, and not have you be opposed to that. Yeah. And vice versa. I mean.
Yeah. I really like what you said about change being inevitable. And, yeah, I think love is wanting to see your partner change and wanting to see, like, all of the beautiful things that can happen for the two of you and just yourself and just them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about growing together. It's not about... And, like, first, like, beginning of a relationship love is going to be very different from years out love. And that's okay. That's beautiful. That's how it's supposed to be.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might be an unpopular... Actually, no. I don't care if my opinions are popular or unpopular. I care if my opinions are right. Actually, that's not true. I do care very much about what other people have to contribute to my ideas, and I always love hearing other people's opinions on my opinions. Anyway, I think our society makes too big of a deal of love. Like, there's expectations of how to love, of when you should find love, of when, like, different ways to go about it. And I think there's so much pressure to put a definition on love and, like, put a box on it, when it really is just a feeling. Well, actually, we talked about that.
You have to trust yourself, though.
Yeah.
Whether you believe you've chosen that you're, like, fully invested in somebody or you feel fully invested in somebody, you have to trust.
Yeah. I think I flipped my mind again. You can feel things, but the choice is in defining it as love or not. Can you tell I don't have my own opinions ever?
I think you do have your own opinions, but I totally agree with you. Society's definition of love is far too rigid, and I think that whenever you find something that you for yourself internally you would say is love, I think you should cherish it, and don't feel insecure if you feel like you're too young or haven't been in a relationship long enough. Caveat to that, I mean, sometimes she'll go too early, but I think that there's not enough positive emotion in the world. We're so driven to doubt our happiness or
yeah,
whatever it is. So treat yourself with the same compassion and let yourself love others and be loved.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's something I like thinking about that.
I enjoy thinking about it as well.
Yeah. I think I saw some quote somewhere about the big joys being just as important as the little joys. And, like, the big loves are just as important as the little loves. Like, in those beautiful moments where you find peace and happiness and love with your friends. Like, I know I find... This is not my usual showtime. My usual showtime is 6 a.m. on Sundays. Getting up and walking alone and seeing just how dark it is and how, like, beautiful the world is, I feel in love with life at that moment. And I think you don't have to define it if you don't want to, but there's so many things that can be defined as love if you choose to. And you can just, I don't know. I think I'm just really grateful for all the little times that I've been able to feel like, this feels good, this feels nice.
I completely agree. I found it a lot at college. I mean, when you meet new people, I think there's a tendency to get very excited and just be like, oh, I love you, or I love spending time with you. But I don't think there's ever been a point where I don't mean it.
Yeah.
I enjoy sitting in spaces. It happened a lot in classrooms in high school, and I would just think about the fact that we're all existing together in this moment, or right now, here with Charlie. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to grow old and do whatever. But I love being here in this moment. And I love listening to music and, like, having gone through this process with him.
Yeah. No, you showed me a bunch of good... Like, this is not my usual style. So I'm just very grateful to be able to share this moment and this music with you. And... I think it's just about... Yeah, it's about you do what you can and you find what joy you can. And yeah, you do what you can.
I totally agree. I would encourage our listeners right now to fall in love with the little moments.
Yeah. And speaking of falling in love in little moments, this next song is something that is on a playlist for somebody I was deeply in love with for a very long time that nothing ever came of that. And now we're at a place where we don't speak, but... I think that doesn't mean that the love was not there at some point, and that doesn't mean anything about it because it can be true that now I am not in love and in the past I was, and they can coexist. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or should we get right into the song?
Yeah, I think that can be a beautiful little time capsule for you.
Yeah, yeah. So the next song we're going to listen to is My Love by Hojin.
Thank you.
That was Her by Eerie, and up next is Not Even Her, featuring Shiloh by Flory. Up next for our last song of the night is Swoon by Imogen Heap. And first, I think Anoush has some things to say about this.
I really like this song because I think it brings about a lot of potent emotions, and I hope you all enjoy as well.
This is Charlie.
And this is Anoush.
And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening to us talk about love. And I think one really big thing I want to bring up is just the love I have for my friends and everybody I've met here and all the great opportunities I've had and the people I've met. And just, I feel so surrounded by love. And I just wanted to thank the world for that.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you want to say?
About the same. I love everyone I've met here, and I'm super happy to be doing this with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for starring. With that, it's going to be good night, or good morning, or good day.
There's a picture on the wall of me on a John Deere. Jenny handed me a beer, said, how the hell did you get there? There were flowers that were dry, sitting on the dresser. She asked me where they're from. I said, a place I don't remember. Oklahoma. Jenny jumped into the pool. She was swimming with Nikki Lane. She said, most men don't want a woman with a legacy in her veins. She said, you can't be amused. Be happy too, you can't blacken the pages with Russian.